Message number 99. Warning to those who are involved with satanic cults. Monday, May 30, 2011 at 22:00. My daughter, you are getting much stronger now, and through your obedience to my most holy will can alert the world now to what lies ahead. When I speak about sin, I have not revealed the vile sins which are committed, which even regular sinners would find hard to fathom. The sickening practices conducted by so-called sophisticated Western societies, behind closed doors, would shock you to the core. The evil atrocities where children are ritually murdered in deference to Satan are a reality in the world today. But they are just some of the intensely evil acts which are committed by man influenced by Satan. Go this far, my children, and you will find it impossible to come back to me. Other acts which break my heart include the physical abuse, particularly of young innocent children. Let me spell out for you the kind of sins which would greatly distress many of you were I to describe them in detail. Satan's followers through their cults are savage in their treatment of the human being for whom they have no respect. Sacrifices including human sacrifices, blasphemies, cursing and acts of desecration of me, my eternal father, and my beloved mother are regular rituals. So little shame have these satanic worshippers that they flaunt their disrespect in public through music, the movies, TV and the arts. Those guilty of such sacrileges will face eternal damnation, where they will burn in hell for eternity. This is one of the last warnings you will receive from me, your Savior Jesus Christ. It is also my final request of you to save yourselves while you can. I, Jesus Christ, don't make idle threats. I will do everything to save you. But beyond a certain point, there is nothing I can do to stop you seeking out the false solace you think you will be offered by the evil one. Unlock the satanic shackles by which you are bound and flee to me now. I will save you, but you must ask me to forgive you while you are alive in this life. Remember, it is your choice, heaven or hell. You choose while you are still alive on this earth, because you won't be able to do this when you pass over into the next life. Your ever patient and loving Jesus Christ.